U.S. forces in Iraq believe they have captured the organizer of a suicide attack in Anbar province yesterday. That attack killed at least 20 people, including three American troops. So far this month, 29 U.S. troops and about 380 Iraqis have died. The war in Iraq and getting American troops out of the country was a big part of a joint appearance by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama today in front of voters in New Hampshire.
We can continue spending $10 to $12 billion a month in Iraq and leave our troops there for the next 20 or 50 or 100 years. We can follow a policy that doesn't change whether violence is up or violence is down, whether the Iraqi government takes responsibility or not, or we can decide that it's time to begin a responsible, gradual withdrawal from Iraq.
That's Barack Obama in New Hampshire today. As the world's Matthew Bell reports from the town of Unity, their message has a ready audience in the state.
The Democrats want to make the political story of the day all about party unity. But ask the Republicans and they'll tell you this is a battleground state they're hoping to win for John McCain.
I am the youngest member of the United States Senate, but I still have more experience than Barack Obama.
That's New Hampshire Republican John Sununu introducing McCain to an audience this month in Nashua. Sununu went after Obama as inexperienced and played up McCain's national security credentials.
And of course, traveling with John McCain is an exhausting experience. And one of the things we've had the opportunity to do is travel around the world, to places around the world that don't have the freedom and the opportunity that we come to take for granted as Americans.
Sununu mentioned visiting Belarus and Uzbekistan, but not Iraq. When McCain took the stage, though, he talked a lot about Iraq.
And my friends, we are winning. We are succeeding. And I know the consequences of failure and the consequences if we do what Senator Obama wanted to do, and that is, and wants to do. He still doesn't acknowledge that we're succeeding in Iraq. It's remarkable.
McCain is hoping his history in the state will help him. After all, he won the primary here in 2000 and did it again this year. But he's counting on his foreign policy and national security experience to put New Hampshire's four electoral votes in his column. Dante Scala is a political science professor from the University of New Hampshire. He says national security is McCain's strong point, of course, but disentangling national security from the issue of the war in Iraq will be a tough job among voters here.
They may think the surge is helping. They may think things are getting better and so forth, but I think voters look back over the past several years, back over all the mistakes in Iraq, and they still shake their heads and say, we never should have gone there in the first place. And when voters feel that way, first and foremost, if most voters feel that way, then whether the surge is working or is not working is all a bit beside the point.
A recent New Hampshire poll spells that out. 38% of respondents said the most important goal for the next U.S. president should be winning the war in Iraq. 56% said it should be bringing the troops home. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Unity, New Hampshire.